It's the Rosie on the House Show.
Yes, it is. Thank you for joining us. Tune in. You can also join the program by dialing 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Mr. Joe called, and he was working on a welding project, so he didn't want to hang on. But I told him I'd help him out here. So he's wanting to know, is there different grades of Bermuda grass seed?
Well, yes. There's a whole bunch of different Bermuda grass cultivars out there that you can still plant from seed. You know, they're not hybrid Bermudas like Tiff Green or Bob Sod or those. They still have a seed head. They still have pollen. You know, so if you have allergy issues, you're still going to have issues. But they are a little nicer, darker green. They're a little bit finer bladed than the old common Bermudas. And then, of course, within any seed, there's purity issues. So you get seed that's got more or less weed seed in it. And, of course, you know, you get what you pay for. If you buy a high-quality seed that has less weed seed in it, it's more pure. And those are all listed on the seed package, or if somebody's selling it bulk, they should have the tag that came on the seed package. They're listed on the bulk bin that they're weighing seed up out of.
This might be an impossible question to answer, but do you have a favorite type of grass?
You know,
just so long as it smells and it's,
you know, I love,
and it's got a little cushion when you walk on.
The cool season grasses to me are much prettier. You know, so your rye grasses, blue grasses, those types of grasses are just, you know, they're just prettier. They're softer. They're spongier. They're cool. You know, it's just a prettier grass.
Oh, Tinley cries when the Bermuda starts coming in. she doesn't like to see that rye.
You know, I was over in Southern California with my son and daughter-in-law, and they have St. Augustine. I love St. Augustine. Spongy, soft, you know, it's just, it's a hard one to grow here.
You'd need to be upper elevation for our Prescott listeners.
I don't think it'll take the cold. I'm certain it won't take the cold in Prescott. It just needs humidity and, you know, just more humidity. It's just so hot and dry here. You can still, those flood irrigated neighborhoods in old Central Phoenix, you'll see some St. Augustine lawns there, that sort of thing. But the winter lawn, I'm kind of the same way. I'm with her. I don't cry, but I sure like my winter lawn a lot better than my, if I'm going to have a Bermuda, I really like Tiff, you know, the old Tiff Green that's fine bladed. It doesn't grow so fast. It's easy to keep mowed kind of short. And
you were in California for a grandbaby.
Yeah, our first grandbaby
yeah. Number one. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank
just
you.
1 week old now, right? Or Tuesday?
Tuesday a week, yeah.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, Reagan Hope.
Reagan Hope?
Reagan Hope.
Okay. Very good.
Travis isn't proud of that.
No, not at all.
Okay, so his wife is?
Jolie.
Okay, I'm sorry. I heard you and Mom talk. I thought Jolie was the baby's name. That's the mama's name.
That's Mama, yeah.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Anything and everything around your garden, landscape, trees. I know it's pretty hot out there, but this is the time to plant palms if you're just so much inclined to
planting,
plant.
Planting, moving, pruning palms. Actually, you know, we got a nursery full of plants. They're sitting there in black plastic buckets, and they look great. They'd look better if they were in the ground.
I think they'd be happier.
Yeah, they'd be
house.
A whole lot happier and when their feet, if their feet were in cooler soil than in those black plastic pots. Don't hesitate to plant acclimated shrubs. Now, if you go buy them right off the truck and they just came in from California, that might be an issue. But if you're going to a local nursery and they've got plants and they've been taking care of them, or maybe we try and buy either grow it ourselves or buy it from local growers. So that stuff's, I mean, it's not coming from somewhere cooler. it's coming from a more hostile environment than it's going to be in your yard. Now, that being said, you better have a water system. I mean, we're watering every day, sometimes twice a day. It needs attention when you're planting this time of year. Here's a tip as well. Don't, if you're going to plant 8 or 10 or 5 or more than 2 or 3 plants, don't plant them all and wait till you're done planting that 8 or 10th one to start watering. Have the hose.
That takes a little while by the time you get to that.
Especially if you're digging in our hard soil sometimes. That might be an hour or two or three. That first plant's going to be wilting if you do that. Have the hose there. Get the first one planted. Maybe get the second one planted. Then start watering. Better yet, start watering immediately. And then just be moving that. As you start digging the next hole, move the water to the next plant. So that hose is, you know, a plant or two behind you all the way. And then water them all again when you're all done. So they just need watered immediately. When you put a plant in dry soil, you know, the law of, I guess it's physics, you know, hydrology, the moisture always seeks the driest place so that it just sucks it right out of the root ball of that plant. And even the first water you put in that hole starts going out into those drier areas. Yeah. So
when we get back, I want to talk about this tree that's in the black pot in your nursery.
Yeah.
I see a lot of people plant trees wrong.
Okay.
I did it for years. Let's talk a little bit about.
Absolutely.
There's the problem of over-excavation. There's a problem of too deep excavation. A lot of other problems as well as root binding and girdling and all that. We'll talk through that when we get back.
Perfect.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.